Thank you very much, Ms. Myers, and we'll begin with questions. I'm sure we have a lot to explore. I want to initially raise the issue of how ICE is identifying and tracking criminal aliens for eventual deportation, both what you've done and what you intend to do in this area. We're talking about criminal aliens held in custody, in penal custody. There are an estimated 600,000 criminal aliens in prison. Thousands more are sentenced every year. I'm worried still that many of these are remaining unidentified, although I know you've begun to work on this challenge. It appears, though, at the rate you're going, it'll take 4 to 5 years to find them all, to have a truly comprehensive system. Data that ICE provided our subcommittee staff last summer clearly showed that there was a lot of work left to do, and the latest data we have from the ICE text system shows that criminal deportations increased only 7% from 2005 to 2007, while non-criminal deportations over the same period increased nearly 60%. Now, as you well know, our 2008 bill, incorporated in the omnibus, provided $200 million for ICE to improve and modernize efforts to identify and remove aliens convicted of a crime, sentenced to imprisonment, and who may be deportable, and to remove them from the United States once they are judged deportable. The 2008 Act requires you to submit a plan to the committee describing the strategy that ICE will develop to identify every criminal alien at the prison, jail, or correctional institution at which they're held, the process ICE will use in conjunction with the Department of Justice to remove every criminal alien judged deportable, the methodology ICE will develop for identifying and prioritizing for removal criminal aliens convicted of violent crimes, and finally, the activities, milestones, and resources necessary for implementing the strategy and process to remove criminal aliens judged deportable. Now, this report is due to the committee, as you know, on March 25th. I have a few questions about it now. First of all, how far along are you in developing this plan? Will we have it by the March 25th deadlines? What are the major challenges you've identified so far? How are you going to fix them? And then finally, the money. We provided $200 million for you to begin to implement this plan and allow – this is $200 million beyond the request, $200 million, so to speak, in new money – to begin to implement this plan and allowed the funding to be used in 2008 and 2009 because we thought the program would begin slowly in 2008. However, we also required in law that the 2009 budget identify the resources and staffing necessary to continue the identification and removal of criminal aliens. So I'm surprised that the 2009 budget contains no additional funding for this important activity. So I hope you could tell us that, but first, if you will, please let us know how far you are along in developing this plan and also addressing the underlying challenge.
Certainly, Chairman, and I want to thank you again for your support and all the support of your staff over the past 2 years as we work to increase the number of criminal aliens that we identify in correctional institutions. And, in fact, I think we have made some good progress over the past 2 years, although, as you note, there is much work still to be done. One of the things that we are doing is charging a significantly higher number of criminal aliens in prisons today than we were yesterday and than we were last year. And all of those aliens may not get out of prison tomorrow. But when they do, they are either have gone through the immigration process or are going through the immigration process, and they'll be deported. In fact, back in 2006, we issued charging documents on 57,000 criminal aliens in federal, state, and local institutions. In fiscal year 2007, we issued 164,000 charging documents on aliens incarcerated in federal, state, and local institutions. And in fiscal year 2008, I anticipate we will issue over 200,000 charging documents on aliens in federal, state, and local institutions. Over the past 2 years, we've looked at a couple of things as we've kind of divided up the problem, and then we've used kind of the $200 million and the impetus of the strategic plan that the committee has so wisely encouraged us to develop as a way to move forward in a more transformational way. Over the past 2 years, we first looked at where some of our biggest gaping holes were. And of course, first, I believe that a gaping hole was with respect to federal institutions. We did not have full coverage at all federal institutions. We fix that back in the middle of 2006 with our Deport Center, which screens every federal institution in the Bureau of Prisons custody. We next realized that we needed to have a full and comprehensive understanding of all federal, state, and local institutions in the United States so that we could begin to target our resources based on risk and to make sure that we were using our limited resources in the most effective way. So we developed a tiered system identifying all 4,492 institutions and ranked them into four tiers based on risk. It's still a very primitive, and we're now in version 2.0 of our risk assessment, but it helped us, particularly with the 30 teams the committee gave us last year, to make sure we're using those teams in the highest priority areas. Now, with respect to the strategic plan, we looked at how can we really transform what we're doing to make sure we can meet my goal and the committee's goal of identifying every single alien in every single institution, even if that alien is only there, you know, is kind of going through the turnstile, is only there a very, very short time. We realized that what we really need to do is take what we've done on risk and leverage the interoperability initiatives that are going on with FBI, CJIS, and other places and see how we can use technology where we may not have people full-time stationed to identify aliens. And that is what our plan is going to do. It's going to show how we will use interoperability to identify aliens in institutions where we may not have a full-time presence, and then use that to then prioritize them based on several risk categories, aggravated felons down to those who may have committed more minor criminal offenses. We are working very hard on this program. Jason Foley, our director of budget, has been full-time assigned to this temporarily, and we're looking to hire a program manager to really take this program and make sure that it will succeed even beyond the time that I'm at ICE. I think in terms of some of the challenges that we face. We do face getting the interoperability kind of moving as quickly as we'd like and as effectively as we'd like. I think we've had some great cooperation from FBI CJIS and U.S. Visit at DHS, who really have owned interoperability for DHS, but we are now asking to use interoperability in a much more aggressive way than we were a year ago, 2 years ago, and so that is going to be a challenge. I think that's going to be an area to push. I think we're also going to have some challenges, even as just the 200,000 aliens we've currently identified are getting out of jail, is actually getting all those people home. And you know, one thing that we deal with foreign countries is as the rate of criminal aliens increases, you know, there are some difficulties with ensuring that we can remove those people and also figure out how we're not going to unduly burden the immigration courts, our prosecutors, et cetera. That's why we're looking at some innovative approaches such as Rapid Repat, which is a program we developed based on successes in New York and Arizona, where you take nonviolent inmates who are eligible for parole. Of course, it depends on the state. You give them some extra good time for agreeing to cooperate with their removal. That saves the state money in state prisons. Many state prisons are overcrowded. Saves the federal government money. So those are the kind of innovative things, and I think we'll need innovative, transformative things in order to make this program succeed. But we're going to get it to you on the date it's due, but probably not much before. But we're working very, very hard on it, Mr. Chairman.
Well, we look forward to getting that report, and also to working with you to make sure this happens. Am I correct in assuming that there is no higher priority for your agency in terms of deportation than incarcerated criminal aliens?
Well, there's no higher priority. One of my top priorities is certainly incarcerated criminal aliens. Some of the most serious criminal aliens are unfortunately out on the street. And so that is also a very high priority for me to make sure that we're identifying those individuals and targeting. But absolutely, identifying incarcerated criminal aliens is something that's got to be a top ICE priority, and it has been, and it's going to continue to be.
Well, that does raise the question about whether there are competing priorities that are somehow making this effort less proceed less expeditiously or less efficiently. I mean, is the rough estimate that we came up with that it's going to take 4 or 5 years at this rate to have a truly comprehensive program? Is that still accurate, or are we able to improve on that?
Well, certainly we are seeking to move as quickly as we can. I think that where we are going to have the challenges for us is in how we can move interoperability kind of most quickly and how we can make sure that, that there's a framework that supports the interoperability. So that is where the challenge for us is, but we are strongly committed. We've dedicated our best people to this, and we want to make this a success, and we're going to make this a success for this committee and for the American people.
What about the time frame that we're looking at?
Well, you know, it is obviously going to be a challenging, it's a challenging process for us. As you've seen, we've almost tripled the number of criminal aliens that we've charged already. You know, as those people are getting out, we're trying to get them home as quickly as we can and do this most effectively. There's certainly going to be a challenge, Mr. Chairman, and what I would propose is as we continue to kind of finalize the report with our other interagency partners, that we can continue to come up and brief you before and after March 25th so that you are ensured that it's a time frame that meets with your approval.
Well, the question I'm trying to get at, though, is what are the most significant obstacles we face here? Obviously, this is a big challenge, and it's a big problem, and it's not acceptable to have people who we know are capable and willing to harm our citizens. It's not acceptable to have those people back out on the streets. And what I'm trying to grasp is to what extent the problems are technical and you talk about the interoperability issues. There are, I'm sure, some formidable technical issues here. Is this something that just simply can't be speeded up with the devotion of enough effort and resources? Are we dealing with a kind of intractable set of problems here, or is this something that's going to yield to our best efforts?
I think we are going to be successful with our best efforts. I will say there are some technical problems. There are some logistical problems that we need to make sure we work through. For example, in my home state of Kansas, we currently have five or six ICE agents that cover the whole state. And there are obviously many more jails than that in the state of Kansas. And so, you know, those are the kinds of challenges that we have. Certain parts of the state may only see an alien come through the doors of their jail, you know, every other week, every other thing. So it's how do we use technology to make sure we're using our resources the most effective way that we can. But I want to assure you that we're working very, very hard on the strategic plan. We're in version 27 right now. We've been really, really working to get something that the committee will be happy with, and you can see that this is a top priority of mine. I don't want my successor to have to deal with this problem. I want it to be a place where kind of we're moving forward in a proactive manner so that we can tell the American people, yes, we have solved this problem as you would expect.
And you're confident that that the resources we've provided for 08 and 09 are sufficient, and is there anything we need to know about the omission of further funding from the 09 request?
Well, as I'm sure you're aware, Mr. Chairman, the timing of your generous $200 million was after the President's budget for 09 than had been submitted. Certainly, there are high numbers of aliens that will be coming in kind of year after year, and we will need to be working with you to make sure that we get kind of the right amount of money as we're rolling this out and as we're becoming most effective.
Well, it's true the omnibus was late in passing. It's also true that the $200 million was included in the House bill, and if there was any sure bet one could make, it would be that would be in the omnibus.
I understand that, Mr. Chairman.
You know, so we will be wanting to monitor very carefully the funding requirements here and what the needs might be.